Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
And do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I fell in love when I touched my first 100 grand. I fell in love when I touched my first 100 bands.
Get money, nigga. I do my money dance and laugh all the way to the bank on these niggas.
I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I do my money dance. I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. fell in love when I touched my first 100 bands. And now we on the millions. I watch the money jump. I just send a bird and let the money come. I just watch the million turn into another one. I just watch the million turn into another one. Maserati swerving. Shout out to the plug. Diamonds on the rolling. Just for selling drugs. Counting all this money, nigga. I done fell in love. Counting all this money, nigga. I done fell in love. I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I do my money dance. I do my money dance. I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I do my money dance. I do my money dance. Started trapping out the bando and now we out of state. I need that money now. I ain't trying to wait. I'm the type to go and get it. This money make a nigga feel some type of way. I holla at the plug, like bring that money in. I spend it at the club and watch it come again. Spend the 20s, bring the 50s and a 100 in. Spend the 20s, bring the 50s and a 100 in. We really from the streets, we talk that stick talk. I got the trap jumping, I think I'm crisscross. I feel like Big Meech, I think I'm Rick Ross. I feel like Big Meech, bitch, I think I'm Rick Ross. I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I do my money dance. I do my money dance. I jump up on the stage and do my money dance. I throw some money up and watch the money land. I do my money dance. I do my money dance. I'm trying to throw a couple thousand at a stripper. I'm trying to throw a couple thousand at a stripper. I'm trying to pop a couple bottles with my niggas. I'm trying to pop a couple bottles with my niggas. I'm trying to pop a couple bottles with my niggas.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14 Cut Goes Down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Onyx and the whole Golden Fleece. On the line with you, what's up, homie?
Yes, sir. On the line once again. 2016, man. About to be shit. Where we at? Early January 2016. 2015 is over, you know. Everybody got their resolutions. Everybody trying to get right. Everybody, I'm going to get this money this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, it's just thankful to be alive for another year. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what the year brings. But there is some laser beam focus going on. You know what I'm saying? So 2015 taught us a lot, and we're going to learn from that and going to 2016.
Man, no doubt. I'm definitely excited about the year ahead. I have to say, everybody, well, I had a bad year. I didn't have a bad year last year. I had some, you know, have hurdles and different things. Yeah, I didn't have a horrible year. Now, there's been some times when I had a really bad year, but last year, all in all, it was a dope year, you know. Moved, other side of the country, you know, it's very lovely. So starting my 16 off just right.
I think
and we
that
hope
was a dope move for you.
Oh, yeah.
All the way
it
over, you know, to the West Coast, Las Vegas,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? New start. You had a new start back in 2015. You didn't have to wait for 2016.
Yeah, I really did. I did a lot of new things last year. Also, yay to me.
For real.
And you did a lot of stuff too. We had a lot of firsts last year, and I look forward to many more I had with you and then just individually. I mean, it's definitely a year of prosperity, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to kill it. We're going to kill this year. We got a lot of stuff to do this year. Like you said, both had a lot of success last year. You know, I just like learning from the years, man. But one thing that I do know that this year has to bring for me, like, I'm really and truly focusing on financial, how could I say it? find being better with money. Being better with money. Like really, really being better with money is one of my big goals this year.
Yes. You know what I saw? I saw a meme, which I love, by the way. The internet is just, it's hilarious. You can be laughing for hours off of these memes. But there was one there when it said, my financial advisors for 2016. And it had the dude, it had Chris Rock's dad. And everybody hates Chris. You know, he was always talking about how much that cost. And it was another person, Jason from The Game.
Oh, yeah, I remember the stingy dudes. Everybody was stingy.
Yeah, so they put a picture of man, and I was like, that's what's up. That's funny. So everybody's trying to spend less, be more wise with their money. Miss a lot of money, but again, just be more wise with the spending portion. So I thought that was funny. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. Yay. What was dope. Well, let's tell everybody this. Just if this is your first time listening, this is, again, Jermaine Dupri's Global 14, the cut via global14.com. So make sure you do go over there and check out the website and the blog. And what was so dope about the first of the year was actually the premiere of the rap game, Jermaine Dupri's reality show.
Yes. The Young has MC. A nice show on Lifetime.
Yes, he does. Well put together, produced by Queen Latifah, premiered on Lifetime TV and comes on Lifetime every Friday evening, I believe 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern is what I want to say it is. And then when you're on the West Coast, you actually have to wait until like 8 or 9. But you can watch these episodes online with the Lifetime app or just on the website if you miss them. So. Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, they have a lot of kids now, you know, hashtagging it, you know, spitting their bars, singing, you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of kids, it's inspiring them to, you know, show their talent, which is always dope. You always love to get inspiration from, you know, a certain place to make kids, you know, start engaging with the arts, you know what I'm saying? A lot of kids, you know, they love music, but, you know, start engaging with the arts. A show inspires them like that. I think it's real dope. A lot of parents should watch it with their kids because there's a lot of, you know, managers that are parents out there that's pushing their kids, you know, in different areas. So I would encourage that you watch the rap game and see Jermaine do something that he's done so many times, take the young generation and make them stars and relevant for a long, long time. So shout out to JD and the new show.
Oh, man, that's so dope. You hit on some key points there. And one of the things that I like about that show as well is he really is allowing them to be kids. He's like, wait a minute, you're not in the club. You're 12 years old. How old are you? Or how old? I mean, he's really kind of checking, like, this is not age appropriate. You know, make sure you're talking about what you're talking about. And then I think Little Poop, he went back and talked about chocolate milk or lunchroom and the milk, something about the cafeteria and milk. And it was the most adorable thing, but it was dope. So I really enjoy what they're bringing just overall in the lessons. And it's just very good. It's a reality of the industry, still appropriate for it. For their age, nobody's cursing, you know what I mean? No cursing, no sexuality, just real core rapping. And these kids are dope. I'm seeing these little, you mentioned they're tweeting him and hashtagging. These kids are kind of nice with it.
Kids got skills, man. You know, these kids got skills. You have to remember, you know, like I had to remember the other day when it was Christmas time, somebody was like that they were getting their young kid an iPad, and I was like, the kid's too young for an iPad. And then I had to sit back and be like, you know what? No, they're not. Like, they come up on these phones. They come up on this shit. They know how to work this shit better than you do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the kids definitely are more advanced than, you know, a lot of people will want to give them credit for. So you got some kids that could rap. I saw a kid DJing the other day that was super small, you know.
Right.
A lot of shit that would surprise you. Like, that kid did what? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's a lot of talent out there, man. And I just shout out for Lifetime for having a show like that on Lifetime. You really don't think Lifetime and rap music. You know what I mean? Mostly, you know, the movies young ladies like to watch. You know, love stories, your romantic comedies, your rom coms, and all that shit.
Yeah.
But shout out to Queen Latifah and JD for getting that on there. I think that's real dope.
Yeah, it was a good look. So definitely, everybody, again, check that out this Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're on the West Coast, pretty much the same. 9 p.m. I believe is when it comes on. So yeah, that happened on the 1st. And what else happened? And I think there's some other things that happened, but
Baby and Lil Wayne were spotted back together on New Year's.
Okay.
Apparently, they're trying to settle out their differences out of court and get those settlements going. Wayne's apparently going to get his money that he's owed, and they're agreeing to put the beef behind them. They don't want to go through court with the beef. They want to settle it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe 50 Cent said it the best when that beef was going on. If I was anybody, I would just stay the fuck out of it, because them dudes is way too close. And when they get back together, everybody that has something to say gonna look real stupid. And it happened.
No,
they're back.
I loved it. Yeah, absolutely. And I remember you even mentioning when we talked about it on the show a couple of times that you just hope that they could work it out. And I think Kirk even said that. Well, I hope they can work that out, though. You know, and I'm glad that it's come to that, where it is heading in that direction. So I flipped that.
Yeah, we want those guys to, you know, be the best. Most definitely, I just want people to get what's rightfully theirs. You know what I mean? It sucks when you put in so much work and people, you know, rob you for your money, don't pay you the right way. It's ridiculous, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just don't think that should take place, especially when you got Wayne, Drake, Nicki. I mean, these people are superstars, you know what I mean? These are superstars we're talking about. So hopefully they mend the fences there and take the Cash Money, Young Money to another level in the years coming, because they've done tremendous work in the business. Tremendous work for years and years. So you know, hopefully they keep it
going. Absolutely, I agree with you. And I'm glad that you brought that up, too. I'm actually tweeting that out to the listeners that were discussing that. But I'm definitely glad that they're, like I said, on that road, because, I mean, that was it, what you said. It's just give people what they're just due. You know, just give people that respect, give them their money, their hard-earned money. That's what it needs to be about. If you did anything fraud in 15, and this could be personal, business, industry related, let's turn over that new leaf and do the right thing, you know, so you can get what's yours. You get what you put out, and you receive what you put out. So put out that great energy, put out that great timer, so that can come back 10 times fold. So, yeah, that's what's
up. Yeah, and plus it's killing the industry, which is saving lives. I mean, rap music has helped so many people's families out, you know, the artists themselves. And it's like, once you keep devaluing the industry, the money's going to dry up. But, you know, shout out to people like Adele that can, you know, go away for years, come back, sing some songs and make, you know, tremendous amounts of money, 3.8 million albums sold in 1 week. I mean, you know, our superstars, in the urban division anyway, they're struggling. They're struggling to sell anything, you know. So I think people need to tighten up all the way around, all across the board. So, you know, this shit doesn't continue to be on, you know, be on the decline. We want to, I'll tell you what's crazy. Rap music is so powerful, and people see it every day in our culture, but they're desensitized to it. For example,
the
dab movement has gone around the world. NFL, NBA, I don't care what it is. Everybody's doing the Migos, skip it, a flip a dab. Two Chainz produced a sweater over the holidays and sold $2 million worth of a sweater in 2 months. Thanksgiving to Christmas, $2 million with just Santa Claus doing the dab. Then you got Plies with the run off on the plug.
You
got everybody running in place. Again, Shorty Low did that first. But he got everybody running in place. And they don't even care what the meaning of it is. Like, I'm literally looking at a video of Deion Sanders coaching some kids on the football field. And at the end of his speech, at the end of his inspirational speech, he says, "Now let's run off. Let's run off on the plug." And everybody starts doing the. They don't even care that that means to run off on a drug dealer and not pay not pay your plug the money, which gets people killed daily.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I was going to bring up Plies, too, because he's quite the character on, well, this is who he is, but his videos and all of that, quite the character and hilarious, by the way.
Well, he revived his career off Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And now he has a new song, which I love it. Love the Ritz-Carlton joint. But it's just crazy to me that runoff on the plug, they talk about it on SportsCenter. They talk about it on College Game Day. Some news anchor, white guy in a suit, was like, "I'm about to run off on the plug." And it's just like the meaning behind that has gotten so
it's crazy
in the game. So
oh, my God.
That just shows you how powerful rap music is. They don't even care about the meaning. Just as long as something's cool at the time, it'll go worldwide. So I think that we need to, you know, cherish our industry a little bit more than we are, because
it's
got power, man. It's got a lot of power.
I'm so glad you said that and gave that backstory to it. I wouldn't encourage anybody to run off on anybody. Definitely not twice.
Nah, you will never catch me telling you to run off on the plug.
Or nobody, right?
On no matter of fact, nobody. Just don't run off with nobody bread, right?
Don't,
for real.
I said, I don't care who it is. Don't even do that, right? So, shout out to, can I do this real quick? Shout out to Best Out Entertainment, who tweets us every Wednesday faithfully, whether automated or not. And they prove. And communicate as well. So whether it's automated or not, they still come through and speak. So shout out to you guys for hanging in there, listening to us. And then shout out to United States All-Star DJs and their squad DJs. I appreciate you guys for continuing to hold us down and show the show some love. We do appreciate you.
They stay showing us love, man. And
yes, they do.
Those guys, Buff and Chubb, doing their thing, knocking out that music. You know, it's gonna be a good year for a lot of things, and we got to just make sure that
the right people are receiving.
Yeah, man, you gotta put the right people out there, man. Stop making these assholes money. We ain't making no assholes no money in 2016, man.
None. None whatsoever.
Trying to put good people in position, period. Good people in position. Prayers out to Boosie, and you know the cancer scare.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he has cancer in his kidney. Life, man, it has its ups and downs, you know. You definitely, you know, can't take it for granted, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. You know, they said his surgery went well, which is awesome. Hopefully he continues to recover and get stronger. Got a lot of kids, man, and they need him. So keep doing your thing, my brother, and keep getting well.
Definitely. That was a big deal. Thank you for mentioning that. Like I said, it was quite a bit that took place, but just so much going on. You know, it really is. What anything else pertinent that you can highlight?
In the sports realm, just, you know, Kobe Bryant, my man, retiring.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Kobe for all the memories and the freaking highlights,
mm-hmm.
and just making any fan of basketball, just know. He was like the second coming of Jordan to us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's right. The only one that's close, you know what I mean? And, you know, we had to mention him. He had his little dab in the rap career back in the day. He was garbage, but, you know, he picked up
yeah.
the mic, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just shout out to Kobe Bryant, man. I know a lot of people showing him a lot of love as he goes on his farewell tour through the NBA. I mentioned him too because Global 14's very own Corey, you know, JD actually made Corey's dream come true of playing one-on-one with Kobe back in the day,
mm-hmm.
which was super
mm-hmm.
dope, you know what I mean? So he's gonna have that etched in his mind for the rest of his
mm-hmm.
life, you know what I mean? So shout out for Corey getting that opportunity to play the Mamba. He got toasted, but
mm-hmm.
of course he was going to get roasted.
Right. No, that was, and just, you know, these type of memories and giving back, you know. So shout out, like you said, to JD for that, giving back and giving good vibes out and good fortune and all of that is so important because of things like this. You know, it definitely creates an everlasting memory for you in a moment that you just, you know, you wouldn't be able to get otherwise. So, I'm excited. I'm very happy for the direction in which 2016 is starting out. I will say, mm-hmm. and I said it before, I'm happy the way 2015 ended on a musical note with everyone
mm-hmm.
dropping their albums. And solid albums at that. It wasn't just so many
solid projects.
People really
yes.
did their thing. Ty Dolla Sign, Jeezy, Rick Ross, Pusha
mm-hmm.
T,
Jada
Adele.
Kiss.
I mean, it's just Justin Bieber, Jada Kiss.
Lie.
I mean, it was just like, wow, you guys are really doing your thing at this last couple of months, and I was just very proud with music as a whole, you know, if I can be proud. But I just was like, wow, y'all are doing really good right now with all this great music. So loved it.
Yep.
So yeah, is there anything else that you can think of that we can highlight?
Any more prevalent stories in the game.
What else happened? Who is this?
There's a few things that I think probably would take a little bit longer for us to discuss. We should have, you know, these town hall discussions. Well, we will be starting those this year, you know, to get people to call in and talk about certain topics. But, you know, I think one that's a pretty sensitive one is Future and Ciara's little problem with the baby. See a lot of people taking sides on that one, and Future apparently went on Instagram the other day, called her a bitch, said she's controlling, you know, he can't hardly see his kid, and, you know, fellas start backing him up, and the women start backing up Ciara, and, you know, it just gets to be like, who they forget is Lil Future, you know what I'm saying, who just is just sitting there trying to grow up, do his thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a conversation that probably will take longer than we have tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because it's got to remember the kids involved, man, and I think that a lot of people just forget about that when they just impregnate whoever, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of celebrities out there, a lot of couples that are fighting because custody here and can't see their kid here,
mm-hmm.
talking shit, and
mm-hmm.
it's playing out on the social media, which is whack. Shit is whack to me. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really not becoming a fan of that, you know, of just everything being okay to put out. It's just like, wow, can we not put that out? Can't stop people from expressing themselves, unfortunately, when it comes to matters, even if it does involve a young child. And then there's celebrities and there's still people at the same time. So speaking of battle of the sexes and men and women, let's say, by the way, shout out, ladies, for the trending topic, Waste His Time 2016. Hilarious.
Yo, absolutely, you just hilarious. Put me on to that shit, and I went and looked at that shit, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's like the worldwide revenge, or just it's all in good fun, but so funny, absolutely hilarious. I was in the floor just reading all the things that women were saying to do, like, you know, oh, tell him you want to chill, Netflix and chill, or tell him you miss him, and then when he responds, tell him no, wrong person. Just little funny, childish, petty, funny things, and it was just hilarious. So all of the Instagrams are up, of course, and all of the tweets, and the ladies are just having a field fest with it. And then, you know, like, you got the guys that are, like, taking it serious. I'm like, you guys, chill out. It's just clear. You know, this is a hashtag.
Yeah, you know, they probably going through something
really
personal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, I haven't seen your own mad since Jeremy Meek, because niggas are mad about that, too. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, so it was just hilarious. But it was fun. So that was a fun one today. I enjoyed it very much. So,
yeah, you know, I got to say, I think that the opposite sex right now, I mean, they ought to get it together, man. There's a bunch of men and women bashing out there. It's a bunch of crazy shit going on. But I'll be just saying, it's crazy shit going on because people are crazy.
Yeah, people are crazy. It's not even, it's not all men, it's not all women, but people don't have, and like I said at the beginning, they don't have respect, you know, for anything. And
nope.
So translate over to, you know, all of this with people just doing it. We had this conversation every week, doing people any kind of way, character, all that stuff. But that's been in everything that they do, and they won't progress because that's how they are in everything that they do. So not just relationships. If you're a buster, you're just a buster.
Period. Just a mark ass buster. That's it.
Yeah, no subliminal, just period. Like, if that's you, then that's just who you are. So, it's funny. But,
yeah, like, if I knew you and you was a mark-ass buster, I would, like, literally tell you to your face, like, yeah, you're a mark. And, you know, ain't no pulling punches when you meet a mark-ass buster, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yes, indeed. So, ladies, have fun. I saw you and all of that. It's fun, have fun, but don't be sad because you didn't play games with niggas the first couple 30 days. But don't be looking crazy if you don't get a gift. When you waste his time.
Look, all about the gifts and, you know, that's what this shit, that's what the years be just fucking coming down to is up. Valentine's Day up, birthday up,
Christmas,
spring, summer, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Labor Day, Memorial Day, next thing, you know, that's the little time frames. People is counting that shit by, like, vacation and gifts.
Yeah. Let me say this, too. This is going to be a great time for you independent artists, and then we are going to get out of here pretty soon, but independent artists, there's a lot of conferences coming up. Make sure you make them count. We just talked about it at the beginning, spending money where it matters and investing. We didn't get into it deep, but just make sure if you touch down to these conferences for a purpose, that you're prepared, that you try to be as prepared as you can be. There's a lot to touch down to this year. So it all jumps off, literally, like in February, All-Star Weekend. There's usually something going on around that time, but don't be too pressed for that. That's more so for flashy folks. I would aim for March. Beginning in March and April, and then so on and so forth. There's going to be a lot of conferences that you can get to. You guys can actually tune into this show. We'll put you on to a few. We may even have a couple of hookups, or not hookups, but maybe discounts, or just some references or networks that we can shoot you as you as it relates to some of these. So I know that I'm attending FDA awards because of the nomination, but I don't have anything else on my list yet. Oh, Magic Convention in February, right?
Yeah, coming right up in February. Yep.
Yeah, so we
coming right up in February.
Hopefully, we can head down to one
so
of those.
If you're South by Southwest in March.
Yeah, South by Southwest.
You know, ASCAP and BMI got some dope shit coming up. That's some stuff I'm looking into is the ASCAP and BMI conferences. You know, this year. So anybody got that pen game, songwriting game, you know, you see people getting a lot of placements, you know, just coming out of nowhere with some nice records, man, and that could be you. So don't just pick the fluff conferences, pick them substance conferences too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Go there
exactly.
And meet people that aren't celebrities. Those are the ones that move the needle. They the ones that write the checks. You know what I mean? A lot of people like to go to the conferences because the artists are going to be there. The artists ain't going to give you shit. So, you know, make sure you attend some conferences where you don't know their name, but you look at that title, and, oh, shit, head of urban division at so-and-so, head of, you know, writing department and so-and-so. Man, that's big-time shit right there. Those are the people that, you know, you impress them. You could be in there quicker than you ever thought.
Exactly. Put together a game plan. You know, go to Google, go to Twitter, go to people's website and start reading and looking at the affiliates and looking at the company and who their trademark is and et cetera. I mean, do some research this year. If you didn't do it last year and you kind of coast, take the time to take those extra few minutes because it can really, like Holden said, elevate you to another level or at least get you at the doorstep, if not in the door already. So, yeah. And you know what? And I'll say this thing, and I promise you I'll be done. JD said something today. Brian Michael Cox tweeted it. And it was, what did it say? Hold on. I got it. I promise. It basically, he was saying that everybody, wait, I'm going to give you all the direct thing here. This is so crazy. I'll just be doing stuff on the on the side. Ain't no format, just here, by the way. So it basically said, this is what the main said, the whole industry is ran by niggas who think but don't know. When you want to know, call me. And I thought that was a prevalent statement because there are a lot of people running around high side and hashtag and affiliations but not really moving.
Trust
me.
Yeah, they
I'm cutting in and out. They missed
yeah,
it.
You're a little bit, little static, and then you're fading in and out.
Oh man, did you hear what I said? What Jermaine said?
Yeah, no, you can hear what you said. You can make out what you said. And yeah, you know, with the industry, it's like that, man. It's like that. So you know, a lot of cats. You know, I think one thing that people have to realize is that, you know, you got to start putting your time and effort and faith into you. You know what I mean? You can read just like the next man. You can study just like the next man. You know, stop thinking that these motherfucking people are going to help you out here. You know what I'm saying? These people don't know. They might not even have the brain you had. They just had an opportunity that you didn't have. So go seek your opportunity. You know what I mean? Stop, you know, making, you know, holding people on a pedestal because of what they might have or what they might do. You know, those people, you might be able to surpass them and get to where they got in way less time than where they at. So, you know, put a 2016, what I would tell people, definitely, man, put more emphasis into you. You know what I'm saying? Put more emphasis in building the people around you that's solid, you know, bringing something to the table for those type of people. You know what I'm saying? Stop worrying about impressing these people that probably wouldn't throw water on your ass if you was on fire. You know what I'm saying? They probably step over you if you was on the ground and you out there trying to impress them and do the most for them. I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of people on that shit. You see it all on Instagram. to the point where niggas getting arrested, bitches getting beat up, and, you know, got they half-naked pictures at everywhere, you know. Hey, you want to do that, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But don't do it for other people. Do this shit because you want to do it, because you making your money, because you think these people got your back. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't.
They don't.
You got to definitely put that emphasis into building yourself up. That's where you're going to get where you need to get.
And definitely reach out to those who don't mind being supportive of what you have going on.
Exactly.
And not begging and looking for handouts, but, you know, like this show, giving you opportunities or having a chance for you to speak to the artists or the celebrities or the executive or whoever's on the line to get your opportunity, as Golden has stated. So that you don't have to wait for the gatekeepers. Build your own everything, door all of that, and walk right on through it. So it's time. 2016, it's been time, but just, you know, this is the time also to get that re-up and motivation speech going. So thank you for letting me know. It's time to get right, y'all. But that's it then. Shoot, we back next Tuesday.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in tonight. I see your tweets. We see your texts. We appreciate the support and love and loyalty. Are back next Wednesday. Also, if you wanted to be featured, tune in next Wednesday. Golden will let you know how to get featured with your music and interviews and all of that.
Holla at us on our direct messages, inbox. Onyx is Onyx254. Twitter, Instagram, Global14. I'm the Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. Twitter, Instagram, Global14. You can hit us up on the inboxes. We do always request that. Let us know a little bit about yourself, about the project that you're working on, what's your single, you know, basically so we can introduce you the right way and get your music heard. You never know who we're going to have on the show. Could have a guest DJ, could have a guest A&R. We have had people on here giving feedback, people that have taken records right off the show, played them in the club that night, you know what I'm saying? So don't sleep when we have those shows, because you never know who's going to pop up on the line and be like, yo, I'll fuck with that record. Send me that right there. So, you know, definitely holler at us when we do our indie shows, because those are opportunities that you wouldn't get. You know what I mean? You know, all you got to do is tune in for a little while and send us what you got to send us. Just make sure you don't spam us, and we good.
No doubt. So, and with that being said, we're about to be out. You can find me on Twitter, on at Instagram, and all of that at Onyx254. And make sure you also follow our Twitter at Global14TheCut and the at Global14 handle as well.
Yes, sir. Hit me up at The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece on everything. Global 14, Instagram, Twitter, and like she said, at Global 14 The Cut on Twitter. And fuck with us this year, 2016. It's going to be a lot of dope shit coming up. Don't believe us.
No
just
doubt.
Watch.
Okay, help me. I see you in the next lively. I'm going to play this Nothing to all of the ladies with the hashtag tonight. Like I said, it's fun. Let's play. I'm enjoying it with y'all. Waste of time, 2016. Let's not waste nobody's time. But Mace, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, featuring Eric Bellinger, let's go.
All my ladies in the club with their own money now. Grab your girls and tell them you ain't get shit from me. Say, oh, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, say, oh, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, say, oh,
I told you
don't need a nigga for nothing.
She spin on the tip like she cursed the cop. She wasn't a freak, least at first she not. She got a thing for thigh highs and burger crocs. She pick up strands of long hair, she search to drop. She don't do burger spots, she like to splurge a lot. And if the twerking stop, it's to the merchant drop. And you'll never kick my chick in a thirsty spot. Though she ain't king of diamonds, it don't mean that she ain't worth a lot.
All my ladies in the club with their own money now. Grab your girls and tell them he ain't getting shit from me. Say, oh, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, say, oh, if you don't need a nigga for nothing.
don't treat it like I treat it. He don't touch it like I touch it. He don't beat it like I beat it. He don't see it like I see it. Eat it like I eat it. Leave it like I leave it. Cause really he don't need it like I need it. The chick that bad, she need her own bottle. She need her own space. She need her own ace. She need her own grave. She need her own place. She can't keep sharing me. She need her own mace. Come on.
All my ladies in the club with their own money. Now grab your girls and tell them he ain't getting shit from me. Say, oh, if you don't need a nigga for nothing, say, oh. You got your own money, girl. All my ladies in the club with their own money. Nigga for nothing.